Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Daddy.
Thank you. It's a chipper day here. We're only 26 days away. We keep it score at home. Christelle, how are you?
Good.
Doing good. Chas de Hashem. So we're discussing Isurei Hana. This is how we got onto the topic. That which is Asur B'Hana, one cannot Mekadesh and Isha with. And we're discussing the source as to how do we know that these items are Asur B'Hana. And yesterday we were discussing the Shor HaNiskal. The Shor HaNiskal being the Shor, the ox who gored a person, and the person died. This Shor is going to be put to death, and one cannot get any pleasure or benefit from that particular Shor. And we had two limudim as to the potential, as to where the Isur HaNa comes from. We're on Nun Vav Amud Beis. Seven lines from the bottom. And the Gemara is coming to judge within the world of Rabbi Abo that from the language Lo Yoyochel, it comes to tell us there's an Isra Achila and an Isra Hana. Okay? So then we have a problem. Because remember yesterday, the other opinion said we learned that out from the word Naki, clean, nothing left. So what is he going to do with that Pasuk? Let's see that inside. Says the Gemara Hashdu Nafgon Isra Achila. Now that we learn out the Isra Achila and Isra No Travai, we both learn out the Isra to eat and the Isra to derive pleasure from Me Lo Ye Ochel, from the words Lo Ye Ochel. Hi, the quote Baal Hashor Naki, end quote. Lemayasa. Why did the Torah tell us this? Tells us the Gemara Lahanas Oro. To tell me that I can not only can derive pleasure from the meat of the animal, I can't derive pleasure from the hide of the animal. What would I have thought? Salkadaitach, I mean, I would have thought, v'lo ye'ochel es besoro, I would have thought I can't eat the basar, the meat. Ksiv besoro aser. It would think that only the basar, only the meat is aser. Oro, the hide, is mutter behana. Therefore, the pasuk comes to tell me, bala shor naki, ngansin, the entire shore. Even the or. Okay, that works out well. But in our game of rabbinic ping pong, Ulahanach Tanai, according to the sheet of the Tanoim, Demafkilei Hai Baal Ashor Naki Lachatzi Kofer. But wait, the Pasuk of Baal Ashor Naki, people come to tell us that Lachatzi Kofer, to tell us the following, that a short tam is putter even from giving up half, the Chatzi Kofer. Right, a shor muad that kills a person, he pays the bailim, he pays the owners who he damaged a kofer, a full-fledged kofer to the inheritors. Okay, but a shor tam who kills somebody, they don't have to pay the chatzi kofer. Similarly, the tanaim darshan baal ashor naki, the owner of the shor is clean l'dmei vlados, from giving the value of the fetuses. Right, that a shor that hits a woman who is pregnant and she gives miscarries while that's happening, the owner of the ox is exempt from payment to the husband, the dmei vlados. Right, so if they're using the word naki to teach us that, what don't we know? We don't know hanas or minaluhu. We don't know where he knows that you can't derive pleasure from the hide. Because we knew that, according to the other opinion, from the word naki. But if we're using the word naki to tell me he's exempt from the dmei vlados and from the full kofer, where do I know this idea that you don't have to, you can't get the pleasure from the or? Answers the Gemara, es bisaro. The word es, extra. Es hatofel bisaro, that which is extra to the meat, which is the or. Ve'idach. And the other opinion, wait a second, what does he do with the word es? He doesn't need to use the word S because he already knows Oro from Vinaki, etc. What does he do with the S? He says, no, S lo darish. Famous Gemara coming up. Know this Gemara well. This is very, very important, this Gemara. The Gevaldik Agarata comes up here and it comes up Pesachim. Kiddisanya, we learned in a Brice, Shimon Amsuni. Remember this name, Shimon Amsuni. The Amrila Nechemya Ha'emsuni. Hayadarish called Asim Shibatara. He did a phenomenal thesis. He darshaned every single S in the entire Torah. And he said every single S has a role. For example, Kabed es avicha v'yasimecha, es l'rabos achicha hagadol. Every time the word S appeared in the Torah, he darshaned it. But when he got to the following S, he didn't know what to do. Kivin Shigia S Hashem Alkechatira. Now you have to be in awe of God. He didn't know what to do anymore. So he says Pirish. He left. He didn't know what to do with that S. So he moved himself from the entire drasha. He said he took his thesis and he threw it in the garbage. Amru lo talmidim. His talmidim said to Rebbe, "Kol asin shadarshto amatalef. What's going to be with every single S that you darshin? If you're throwing your three thesis, what happens to all those S's?" So he says to them the following famous line: "Amru lahem, k'shem shekibalti schar ladrisha. Just like I got schar on drisha, on darshining all of those S's, kach kibalti ala prisha. So too, I derived schar for removing myself from the drasha, the intellectual honesty." So he darshaned every single S in the Torah. Couldn't think of one, so he said the whole thing is forget it. He threw it all out. Achibar Rebbe Akiva, Torah Rebbe Akiva came, Valimi, that's Hashem Elokech Hatira. Yeah? What do you do with S Hashem Elokech Hatira? So Rebbe Akiva says, that's coming to include L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. To include Talmidei Chachamim. Anyway, Nogela, our Gemara, we have two opinions, whether you darshan Essen or not. One opinion says you do, one opinion you don't. But on a more global level, Shimon Amsuni says we don't darshan every S because he didn't know what to do with S Hashem Elokech Hatira. Rebbe Akiva says, you can, because I know what to do with S Hashem Elokech Hatira. L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. So a couple of things about this. First of all, could you imagine Shimon Amsuni spent his lifetime trying to understand what to do with every S in the Torah, but when he got to one and he didn't know what to do with it, intellectual honesty, he said, forget it, throw the whole thing out. How many of us would have done that? Secondly, why couldn't he come up with this svara of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, L'Rabos Tamar Echom. So the Musa Svarim say the following beautiful Gaval B'Gvart. It's because, you know why Rabbi Akiva was easy for him to darshan L'Rabos Tamar Echom? Because Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe like Rabbi Shimon Amsuni. He had a Rebbe who understood that you could throw away every single drush he's ever come up with his entire lifetime's work. Wow. That's somebody who's domed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like you have to have Yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too you have to have Yira for Talmidei Chachamim. But it was easy for Rabbi Akiva to see that. Shimon Amsuni didn't have a Rebbe like Shimon Amsuni. Rabbi Akiva did. So that's what the Balei Moser is saying. Okay, Vayter. Little side point. I thought it was too good of a Torah not to share. The Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa is the calf that you bring to the down to the Nachal Esan near the city. When you find somebody, an unidentified man who has been murdered, you bring an Egla Arufa as an atonement. But how do I know you can't Mekadosh Shinisha because it's Asar Noah? How do I know it's Asar Noah? How do I know it's Amri Debir of Yanai Kaparik Siva? It says the word Kapara by an Egla Arufa. Kikachim, and therefore it's exactly like Kachim. Like it says Kapara by Kachim. And by Egla Rufa, this Kapir La'amcha Yisrael, and therefore we make a juxtaposition, say, just like Kachim Asir Bahana, so to Egla Rufa are Asir Bahana. Okay, the next item on the agenda was Tzipore Mitzora. If you use the birds of Mitzora that come to matir a woman to be able to bring Kachim down the road, that is also Asir Bahana. The Gemara is going to now bring in what is the source for Tzipore Mitzora. Minolan, where do we know this from? This Sanya we learned in Halakha Braisa, the Tana Debe Shmuel. Namur, it says, by the Parsha of Korbanos Machshir, it says that it's a Machshir, an Asher Mitzora, that comes to make kosher, literally, the Mitzora, and to permit them to eat from other kachim. That's what a machshir is. Because the entire time they don't bring a korban ashim, they can't eat from other kachim. Ooh, mechaper. By other korbanos, it writes that they're there to mechaper. So the machshir and the mechaper are both bifnim, right, that are done in the azara. V'nemar, and it says also in the Torah, a machshir by the tzipore mitzora, that have come to machshir mitzora to permit them to enter the machane. Ooh, mechaper. And by egla rufa, it's a mechaper. Both of those items are not done in the Azara. They're done outside of the Azara. The Asher Mitzora permits them to come into the Machane, so it's got to be done outside. And the Egla Rufa is brought by the Nachal Esan, by the Wadi outside of Yerushalayim. So it says, Ma, Machshir, Mechaper, Amor, Bifnim, just like by the Machshir and the Mechaper, inside Asabo, Machshir, Kim, Mechaper, we say the Machshir, that which permits is also an atonement. Af machshir mechaper amurchut. So too, the machshir, the atonement that is done outside of the azara, also bo machshir kimechaper. We make the machshir like the mechaper, and just like the mechaper is asher b'hana because it's kachim, so too the machshir, namely that of the asher mitzora, is also asher b'hana. But there's going to dispute as what point do the birds of the mitzora, which permit the mitzora from becoming entering into the machane, at what point do they become asher b'ana? Itmar, let's see this machloka. Sipori mitzora, the birds of mitzora, me'emes ayasurim, when do they become asher? Good, we have machloka. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mishas shchita, from the time that they are shechted, at that moment they become asher. That means when you buy it, they're not asher. Reish Lakish disagrees, and Reish Lakish Amar, they become asher mishas lekicha. That what is koveya, the time when you actually purchase it. And they both derive it, there's derivation me egla rufa nafka. They learn it out from the egla rufa. My egla rufa, that becomes asher mechayim, it becomes asher when it's still alive. Af tzipore mitzora, so to the birds of mitzora, also mechayim, also are going to be done from the time they are purchased, and not at the time of the shechita. That is the opinion that we just mentioned of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, says the Gemara, if we're going to derive out the Ashim, the Mitzorah, the birds of Mitzorah from Egla Rufa, what do we have to know now? Ooh, obvious question. What do we have to know? If we're learning Ashim Mitzorah from Egla Rufa, what do we have to know? How do we know when the Egla Rufa becomes Ashim? No, good, no. Come on, guys. That's something Aleph is, right? If you're learning B from A, how do we know A? The Egla Rufa, Gufam Amisai, the Egla Rufa itself, from when does it become Asher? Amar Rav Yanai, Gvul Shamati Bo, I heard from my Rebbeim the following. Vishachachti, I forgot. Vinazbin Chever Lomar. And I thought that the Talmidim said from their own, Yiridasal and Achal Esam. When they bring it down, when the Alta Yidin, they bring down the Egla Rufa to chop its neck off, they bring it down to the Nachal Esam. He Osar. So they're bringing it down, makes it Asher. Says the Gemara, V'i ma'egla rufa mishas l'chicha lo mitzra. Aye, egla rufa doesn't become asur when you purchase it, only when you bring it down to the Nachal Eisan. Av tzipori mitzora nami mishas l'chicha lo mitzra. So too, when you purchase the birds of the mitzora, shouldn't become asur when you purchase it. Says the Gemara, hachi hashta. It's a faulty comparison. Hasan islay gvul achrini. By the case of the egla rufa, we have another time. There's a significant time period when you can make it asur. Gvul Isle Gvul Achrina. But Hacha, when it comes to the Tzipori Mitzora, Mi Isle Gvul Achrini, do we have, by the Tzipori Mitzora, another time after the Lakicha that the Isser can result in? And since we're learning off Megla Arufa, and their Isser is happening from when they're alive, so to the Tzipori Mitzora, the birds of the Mitzora, they become Usser when they're alive. Memela, it's going to be the time that you purchase it, that's going to be the Koveya, to make it Usser Be'ehana. Okay. The Gemara is now going to bring three kashas. They're going to ask Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish on his shita that Tzipori Mitzora become usher from the time you purchase it. Three questions, okay? Question number one on the board. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Frekt Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish a kasha. The following. Kol Tzipor Tahora Tochelu. Okay, the word kol, what do they darsh for the word kol? All. Lerabos es ha-mishulaches. To darshan the mishulaches. Somehow there's a bird that was already purchased for the mitzorah. It becomes permissible to eat it. When is it? V'zeh asher lo, and the pasuk continues and says, V'zeh asher lo toch l'mem. This is the one you can't eat from. And the word asher we're going to darshan. What is that coming to darshan? L'rabos es hashchuta. That comes to include the shchuta, that which is shechted, that becomes asher b'ana. So now we have something that's permissible at one point and asher at one point. So here's the Gemara the following. V'zalka daitech, I mean, if you were to think like the Reish Lakish, that which is shechted mechayim asura, it's already asur b'ana when from the time you've already purchased it. La'achar shechita miboy, is it necessary to tell me that it becomes asur when it's shechted? No. Why not? Because it's already asur at the time when you have purchased it. It's a good kasha. Answers the Gemara now, they could reject that kasha. Ma'o de sema, I would have thought to say that the din of a tzipori mitzora midi dehavei akotchim. It's very similar to Kachim in general, that Mechayim Asiri, that when it's alive, it's already Usser. What's Usser? If you've already designated animal for Kachim, it becomes Usser, Bihana, and there's a violation of Me'ila if you use it. The Asir Shechita Umachshirulei, and comes along the Shechita, and ironically, the Shechita by Kachim permits the Kachim. So you're also, I would say, the Shechita by the Asher Mitzvah permitted. Therefore, the Torah needs to tell me what? Kamash Balam, the Torah needs to tell me that the Shechita of the Asher Mitzorah remains Asher. It remains Asher. That's the key word here. Not that it becomes, but rather that it remains Asher. Question number two. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish Nachamu. Shachta, you shecht the tzipor that is designated you know, for Shechita. And this was a bird that was set aside for the Metzorah. And what happened after you shechted the animal? V'nimtzeis treifa. And it turned out that the animal was a treifa. For example, you checked the simanim and you found a hole in the lung, etc., etc., in the place of Shechita. And then it becomes puzzle for the purification of the Metzorah because it's a treifa. What do you do? Yikach zug. You take an additional partner for the treifa, lishnia, for the second one. Okay? And you don't need to purchase an additional two. You only need to purchase an additional one for the one that had blemish. And Arishona, the first one that you shechted, is now mutter b'hanah. It's now becomes permissible b'hanah. The treifa becomes permissible b'hanah. Ask the Gemara question. Wait. V'salgadayitech, I mean, if you were thought mechayim asur that Rory is asur b'hanah when it was alive initially before the shechita. Amay muteris b'hanah. Why is it permissible b'hanah? Answer is a good question. It should have been asur b'hanah at the time of the lekicha. Answer the Gemara. Amilei hakamay askina. What are we dealing with? It was such a treifa. Kigon, for example, shenim to treifa b'bnei me'ah. The treifa spot was found within the stomach, and we know b'vadai that it was treif at the time you bought it, and therefore the lochal alei kedusha klal. The initial kedusha never was resulted on the animal, meaning it was such a begam. The treifa was such a begam that they knew that it never, the kedusha was mistaken. It wasn't that it was kaddish and then it became treif, and that can't be undone. It never attained the sanctity in the first place because it was treifa meikar. Question number three, Eitzvei. We have the following scenario. Rabbi Yochanan asked, Shachta, you shechted the seaport that was set aside and designated for Shechita, Shelo be'ezo, v'shelo be'etz eretz, v'shelo b'shnei talas. You shechted it not with the hyssop and not with the cedar tree, nor with the crimson thread. Since this bird was shechted for a mitzvah, for the tower of the mitzvah, therefore it's asura, it becomes asur to shecht. The shechuta becomes asur b'ana, even though it wasn't shechted properly with the additional items. Look what happens when Yisrael doesn't have quorum. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ho'el v'nishchata shalayu kimitzvasa, since it wasn't shechted properly, meaning with the other accoutrements, the halacha is muteris. So nu, according to Reb Shimon, according to both, we see it's mutter. I shouldn't be asked about no. Who cares if it wasn't done properly? So says the Gemara, ad kan lo pligi ela maritzav shechita shein aruya shma shechita. One opinion is the shechita that's not proper still called a shechita mitzvah asur b'hanah. Umaritzav shechita shein aruya, a shechita that's improper lo shma shechita is not called shechita. But the kuli alma mihay mechayim lo mitzvah. Everybody agrees that when the animal was alive, it wasn't us. It only becomes us at the time of the Shechita. This is a kasha on the opinion of Reish Lakish. Gemara gives the old answer. What's the oldest answer in the book? Tanaihi. What is Tanaihi? It does not mean there was a stipulation. What does Tanai mean? Hear me? What? We have a machlokas amongst the Tanoim. It's an old machlokas. This machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish is not only a machlokas amaroi, it predates that generation back to the Tanoim. It's a machlokas amongst the Tanoim. The Tana de Rebbe Shmuel says the following. We could say back to the following. Nemar machshir, it says the word machshir mechaper. Remember we had that learning before? Machshir mechaper mifnim. We said that there's a machshir and a mechaper inside the Beis HaMikdash, one that permits you to have the kachim and one that atones for you. V'nemar machshir, it says machshir by tzipori mitzori, mechaper by the egla rufa, bachutz, outside. Now, ma machshir mechaper omer mifnim, asibo machshir u'mechaper, just like when it says machshir mechaper inside the Beis HaMikdash, there, asaba, we equate them together. For, like all korbanos, av machshir mechaper, ha'amer b'chod, so to the tzipor mitzora, outside, asaba, machshir, we make the machshir kim mechaper, the dinim are the same, namely that it becomes aser when they are alive. So according to this tonight, the Tana de Beir Yishmael, that's gonna be like the opinion of Reish Lakish, that it becomes aser mechaper. But the opinion that we just read, namely those two opinions, that they argue about a shechita shein aruya, that's going to be within the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a machlokas amongst the Tanaim. Okay, guys, up until now we'll stop, and we'll have a beautiful day tomorrow. Mir Tashem, then Zayin Medbeis, and we're getting closer and closer. Hopefully by the end of the week, or beginning of next week, we will have finished this parak. Have a wonderful day.